On May 24th, 2012, the Maryland Public Service Commission, after a 12-hour hearing, was debating whether or not to allow customers to opt out of the smart meter program. Now, the Maryland Public Service Commission ordered that customers can defer installation until it makes a decision on opting out. We're still waiting for that decision, but in the meantime, as you remember, I had on the show Mr. Mark Case, representative from Baltimore Gas and Electric, who will be joining us coming up in the next half hour, about the whole opt-out program and why, if I opt out, which I'm doing, by the way, if I opt out of a smart meter, why should I be forced to pay a fee for opting out if I don't want something? Joining us right now is Maryland State Delegate Glenn Glass, who for the last 2 years, at least, has been putting legislation in Annapolis trying to make sure that if you decide to opt out of the smart meter program in the utilities here in the state, that you're not forced to pay an ongoing fee. How you doing, Delegate?
Well, good morning.
Good morning to you. Look, I wanted to get you on board because I've been talking about this for a while, going back almost a year or so. And one of the questions that I had, Delegate, and I think it's inherent in your legislation that you're putting forward is, if I decide to opt out of a program, how am I costing BGE or anybody else, Pepco, anybody else, anything? Why should they charge me?
Well, really, there's no reason for them to charge you or anybody to opt out. Basically, what the utility companies are saying, they're saying that it costs them money to send people out to read the meters.
Right, that's what they told me.
Well, years ago, we used to read our own meters. So there's no reason for that. We can read our own meters, send the numbers back into the utility companies, and the utility companies, if they don't put a smart meter on somebody's house, that means that they don't have to pay for it. Which means I believe that if you don't want a smart meter, you ought to get a credit.
Right. But the other thing, Delegate, I said to the BG representatives here at the time is, look, if I am opting out and I'm, you know, maybe costing BG, one personnel or something to go out and read meters, you already are a profitable entity, very profitable entity. How is that in any way cutting into the overall organization's profit? I don't get the math.
It's really not, and as you know, I've been working with Jonathan Liber from Maryland Smart Meter Awareness.org, and they had their CPA look into it, and they looked at the numbers, and there's really no increased cost.
So
for the utility companies to have us opt out.
So Delegate, apparently you've also been working in a bipartisan way in Annapolis, looking at this. What is the discussion that you're hearing from your colleagues in Annapolis?
Oh, I have wide bipartisan support. I got the bill late. I only had like 1 day, maybe 2 days to get co-sponsors, and I got 19 co-sponsors, Democrat and Republican. And in the Senate, we have Senator Riley is going to champion the smart meter opt-out no cost over there, my bill over there on the Senate side. And also County Executive David Craig, who's running for governor, supports a no-cost opt-out for smart meters. So I think we got a really good chance to get this thing done next year.
Now, the Maryland Public Service Commission was you know, meeting on this and the rest of it. Have you heard anything recently about their findings and whether or not they've decided we should pay, it should be temporary, or what?
I wrote them a letter a few weeks ago, and I think just yesterday or the day before, they responded back to me. And in the letter, they're basically telling me that there is going to be a charge, and they're just trying to figure out how much the charge should be. And to me, that's a really sad day for me. When I got that letter, it just kind of really, really bothered me.
Particularly when, and I'm going to say it again, a Delegate, I think that the case has not been made sufficiently to where the cost factor is in this. What is it that it would actually come out of pocket or make BGE come out of pocket for that they would have to charge me for not getting something?
Well, like we talked about earlier, they're saying they're going to have to send out meter readers. That is not true. We can read our own meters and fill out a form and mail it back to BG&E.
Want your phone calls, 410-467-WBAL, toll-free. Long distance is 1-800-767-WBAL, Verizon, star, WBAL, AT&T, pound, WBAL. Text me, 88509. You can also follow me on Twitter at C4Show. We have Maryland State Delegate Glenn Glass on board. He's had legislation in the past. He's going to offer it again to make sure if you opt out of the smart meter program wherever you are in Maryland, that you will not have to pay a fee for simply not getting something. Let's get to Tom in Towson, Delegate. Tom, you're on with Delegate Glass and me.
Thank you, C4 and Delegate. I agree with you, Delegate, that those who opt out should get a credit. I'm very much for that, not just for the fact that it sounds good, but I live in a condominium where behind me there is a bank of meters, 12 of them, on a wall, which is on an outside wall, though it is indoors in our utility room. I already have cancer. I have a great concern about this. It really does matter. What can I do to get on board with you and further this agenda?
Well, go to MarylandSmartMeterAwareness.org, and you can register your email. You can get involved, call your delegate, call your senator. This is bipartisan. So just because your representative is Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter. They may be for it. They may be against it. So that's the thing to do, is just call your delegate and senator and say, listen, give us a no-cost opt-out.
And also, Tom, if you can't remember that, just call Delegate. You can call 841-3000, 410-841-3000. Ask for Delegate Glass's office. I'm sure they'll put you in touch with the website. Okay, Tom?
That's
410-841-3000.
Thank you very much.
That's information. Just ask for Delegate Glass.
Will do.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Let's get to Mark in Glen Burnie. Good morning,
hey,
Mark.
Hey, C4. How are you?
All right, buddy.
Hey, just real quick. Yeah, you guys probably won't like what I'm going to say, but I think the right to opt out should be there for everybody regardless. But one thing I will say is that it is going to cost them more money, because whether you send a card back, and one thing, now it's a trust factor, because you do have people out there who are not trustworthy.
No.
As far as filling the cards out. One.
No.
Number two, the fact you have to send somebody out there to read your meter, is you're going to pay that person's man hours or woman hours, whoever comes out and does the meter reading. And this is all in line to streamline with a process. Just face it, we are heading that age now, because I don't like electronics. I don't file my taxes electronic or anything, but unfortunately, it's going to become a time and date where we will have to do that.
Hey, Mark, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Right now, if you have problems with your service, you have to send somebody out. They just can't do it remotely, can they?
That's correct.
All right. Now, they have vehicles that they actually don't have to even get out the vehicle. They drive by and wand your meter to figure out what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where's labor in that?
Well, the fact is that someone's going to have to still do it. If they could do this electronically, C4, and have everything directly to them in their computer system. A person sits there and monitors, and actually the computer will do everything. There won't even be a person involved.
And there never any problems with computers, are there?
Well, not. Of course not. They perfectly run without problems.
But Delegate,
no.
You see where I'm going with him. My questions revolve around the fact that there's still some people, Mark, even with all the wonderful technological advances we made, still don't want to be involved with stuff like that.
No, I understand that. I know people personally like me who, we don't do Facebook, we don't do the social network, we stay out of those things for obvious reasons. And I totally support what you guys are trying to do, but I would just mainly answer the question. I think ultimately down the road, all these things that a man has to interfere with and do, it will cost more to a company because they're looking at bottom line and profits. Because let's face it, they want more profits. It's not like you said. They get enough.
But they're a utility, Mark. The reason we have a Maryland Public Service Commission over top of them, Delegate, is to make sure that as much we want them to be profitable, but we don't want them also taking advantage of the ratepayer, Delegate.
Well, also, we are in the worst economy in 80 years. It doesn't make sense for the utility companies. I mean, they're very profitable. They're making billions of dollars. It doesn't make sense for these utility companies to charge low-income or poor person, someone who's retired, a lot of money to receive something they don't want. That makes no sense, and that's why the utility company should not charge one penny for someone to opt out from a smart meter.
And Delegate, if you could stay with me one more segment, I want to talk with you about the fact that there were concerns that I raised, and I'm going to ask Mr. Case about it again. I raised it the last time he was in, about the fee being such that it becomes so onerous that people decide to opt in simply to avoid the fee. And is that a way of coercing? Is it a way of just making people want to opt in instead of opting out?